Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julian Lopez Toledo reports about three Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Tribune Company, W.R. Grace, and Quigley. Judge Kevin Carey of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware confirmed on July 23, 2012, the fourth amended plan of reorganization for Tribune Company and its affiliated debtors. The confirmed plan was proposed by the debtors, the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, Oak Tree Capital Management LP, Angelo & Gordon & Company LP, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. The bankruptcy judge signed off the order after indicating that he would confirm the restructuring plan if changes were made to resolve objections from creditors. The court order gives a group of senior creditors control of the Chicago Media Company, which owns the Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, KTLA-TV Channel 5, and other media properties. The confirmation is one of the two steps Tribune needs to emerge from bankruptcy protection. The company also needs to get approval from the Federal Communications Commission of its application to transfer its TV and radio broadcast licenses to the new owners. The new owners are led by Oak Tree Capital Management, Angelo Gordon & Company, and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. They will be seeking $1.1 billion in new debt financing and a $300 million line of credit for the restructuring plan. Junior creditors, led by Aurelius Capital Management LP, a New York-based investment fund, have said they plan to appeal Judge Carey's July 23rd decision. The group will ask the District Court in Delaware to determine whether Judge Carey erred in approving the settlement of claims against the banks and arrangers who financed and facilitated the 2007 leveraged buyout of Tribune Company. The group says the settlement of claims, which is part of the restructuring plan, is unreasonable. The group said holders of some $2 billion in Tribune debt stand to recover very little under the settlement and are being barred from suing the banks that financed the 2007 leveraged buyout of Tribune. The Aurelius-led group has filed a motion to stay, which, if approved, would defer the consummation of the proposed plan until the final resolution of its appeal. The group is asking for an expedited hearing on its request. Only a few experts expect appeals to gain traction because of the careful way Judge Carey fashioned his order. Instead, junior creditors likely will shift their attention to a federal district court in New York, where they are suing 35,000 former Tribune shareholders who were cashed out in the company's 2007 buyout, as well as its architect, Sam Zell, and certain Tribune directors and officers. Sources said the new owners, which also include the distressed debt investor Angelo Gordon & Company and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, are still mulling candidates for board seats and for chief executive, and have yet to set a clear game plan for what to do with their new investment. Tribune's newspaper group has shrunk in value to roughly $623 million, while its 23 television stations are worth $2.9 billion. It has some $2 billion in equity in other assets, including the Food Network and CareerBuilder.com. Law Demeter Trust Company of New York and Deutsche Bank Trust Company also filed a motion to suspend the July 23rd plan order. The bond trustees asked Judge Carey to put on hold temporarily his order until a higher court hears their appeal to review his decision. One of the issues raised in the appeal concerns the allocation of funds that will be distributed under the restructuring plan to certain Tribune creditors. The trustees said the plan undercompensates senior bondholders relative to other, similarly situated creditors. The bond trustees are seeking to have their case heard by the U.S. District Court of Appeals for the Third Court in Philadelphia. A motion for certification of the appeal has already been filed with the appeals court. The move to suspend the bankruptcy judge's order drew support from Wilmington Trust Company, which filed a separate appeal. Wilmington Trust, which serves as trustee under an indenture governing Tribune's notes, said the structure for handling creditor claims unfairly discriminates against holders of those notes. Judge Carey signed off a scheduling order proposed by Tribune and other proponents of the plan. The scheduling order sets an August 6 deadline for filing motions to suspend the confirmation order and motions for certification of appeal. Responses have to be filed by August 8th. Deposition of witnesses produced by a party who files a response is set for August 10th. Judge Carey will hold a hearing on August 17th to consider approval of the motions. In July, W.R. Grace & Company reported a higher-than-expected quarterly profit and said it would seek to emerge from its 11-year asbestos-related bankruptcy in the expectation that court appeals would be unsuccessful. W.R. Grace filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in April 2001, weighed down by asbestos-related claims. A district court approved its reorganization plan earlier this year, clearing a major hurdle for it to emerge from bankruptcy protection. The plan was reaffirmed in June. Eight parties filed notices of appeal before a July 11th deadline. "We believe that the risk any of these appeals will succeed is remote," Chief Executive Fred Festa said on a conference call with analysts. The legal and economic benefits of emerging with these appeals outstanding are greater than the benefits of remaining under Chapter 11 protection, he added. The timing of the emergence from Chapter 11 will depend on satisfaction or waiver of the conditions set forth in the reorganization plan, the company said in a statement. Pfizer Inc.'s non-operating Quigley Company unit filed a new plan to exit bankruptcy that bars all asbestos claims against the two companies, except some made against Pfizer under Pennsylvania law. Quigley, in bankruptcy court since 2004, filed the sixth version of its plan June 29th. The new plan addresses an April appeals court ruling on how Pfizer can use Quigley's bankruptcy to protect itself from asbestos claims. The court found that law firm Peter G. Angelos, PC, can sue Pfizer based on manufacturer liability under Pennsylvania law. The new plan's exceptions for claims under Pennsylvania law would be, quote, null and void if the Second Circuit's decision is modified upon rehearing or on appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, Quigley said in the plan filed in U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan. The company will seek plan approval from U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Stuart Bernstein at a hearing set for August 15th. The plan builds on a fifth version, under which New York-based Pfizer increased contributions to a proposed trust into which all future asbestos lawsuits against the two companies would be channeled. Such, quote, channeling injunctions allow companies with ongoing liabilities to exit bankruptcy. We are pleased that the Quigley bankruptcy proceeding is moving forward, Pfizer spokesman Christopher Loder said in an emailed statement. Quigley, founded in 1916, made three products for the steel industry from the 1940s to the 1970s that contained asbestos. Pfizer bought Quigley in 1968. The unit stopped most operations in 1992 and filed for bankruptcy in 2004. Pfizer, the world's largest drug maker, has said it never made or sold any Quigley products. Some claimants haven't released Pfizer from alleged, quote, derivative liability, according to the company. Under the sixth amended plan, Pfizer will contribute $260 million in cash to a trust that will pay most future asbestos claims brought against it and Quigley. Pfizer will also forgive a secured claim of $95 million against Quigley, a loan of $19 million to Quigley, and an unsecured claim of $33 million. It will also contribute insurance benefits that cover asbestos personal injury claims. Pfizer will also contribute a property lease to a distributor of Anheuser-Busch in Orange County, California, to pay future asbestos claims. The property has an estimated value of $43.6 million and produced cash flow of $1.9 million in the first 12 months since Pfizer acquired it, according to court papers. The April ruling from an appeals court had come after Pfizer had appealed a ruling that found the bankruptcy didn't bar certain lawsuits against the drug company. Angelos began bringing lawsuits against Pfizer in 1999, saying that because the drug company's logo appeared on Quigley products, it should have liability for the asbestos-containing products. During Quigley's bankruptcy, Judge Bernstein has said that Pfizer manipulated the bankruptcy process and refused to allow Quigley to exit Chapter 11 court protection under a deal with Pfizer. The company has also been at odds with an ad hoc committee of tort victims, which asked in October 2010 to have Quigley's bankruptcy dismissed so it could bring tort claims, which are otherwise blocked by bankruptcy law. The U.S. trustee had asked the bankruptcy court to end Quigley's Chapter 11, citing the fact that creditors alleging asbestos-related health issues have been unable to sue Pfizer during the case, and many of them have died. Asbestos claims against Quigley may total $4.45 billion during the next 42 years, according to testimony cited by Judge Bernstein in September. In November, Pfizer reported a $701 million third-quarter charge for asbestos litigation related to Quigley. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.